That's because Capitol rules keep the process secret. Legislative leaders have just now finally confirmed that a complaint exists after our story first broke more than 2 months ago.
This whole problem has been very secretive for many, many years.
Jeff Roberts is with the Colorado Freedom of Information Coalition, which promotes transparency in government.
There's been a perception that not much has ever really happened when the problems do come up.
So here's how we got to this point. A former legislative aide filed a sexual harassment complaint against Senator Baumgardner last November. She told us he grabbed her buttocks multiple times during the 2016 legislative session. The Independent Employers Council investigated the allegations, but under the General Assembly's harassment policy, the accuser must request the documents in the investigation. In this case, a Senate staffer relayed the contents to the accuser and said the evidence suggests there should be a consequence. But who will decide that, and will it ever be made public? That's not known. Republican Senate President Kevin Grantham says he's still deliberating.
We want to maintain integrity, fairness, confidentiality. And at the end of the day, I'm not sure where this will land. We're still in the middle of it. We'd rather have resolution sooner rather than later, though.
When asked specifically if he'd make the final determination public so people would know what happened,
I can't say one way or the other.
And this is a problem for Jeff Roberts.
If people who work in the Capitol do not ever hear about any consequences, especially when the allegations are found to be credible, they think that, well, you know, people just can continue to get away with it. Perhaps people who are victims would be less likely to even come forward.
According to the Capitol's workplace harassment policy, leadership of the respective body can handle disciplinary action, if any. The key is how the term leadership is defined in the GOP-controlled Senate. Grantham could make any decision alone as the presiding member of the chamber, or the majority and minority leaders could also be included.
To allow both sides, essentially the Democrat and the Republican side, to weigh in on that process. That is what is defined as leadership, the top brass, if you will.
That's Democratic Senate Assistant Minority Leader Leroy Garcia. He believes the integrity of the process is critical to maintain the confidence and trust of the public.
Part of what we do here is deliberate and talk and respect each other's opinions and listen to each other. That's a big part of being in the Senate and in the House and representing people's voices. And I would be leery of one singular voice in either chamber saying that they, he or she, believes that that should be the ultimate say.
When asked whether all three would make the decision, Grantham wouldn't say. Many inside the Capitol, including the governor, say there must be teeth in the harassment policy and real consequences when allegations of bad behavior are credible. The state is hiring an HR person and an outside consultant to recommend changes. And lawmakers, aides, interns, and staffers are also attending harassment training. But it's not enough for former intern Megan Creedon.
You could do a million trainings and bring a million people in to try to make it better. I mean, but until people start actually being held accountable, no one that actually is going to make those offenses is going to take it very seriously.
Last November, Creedon told us that Senator Baumgardner repeatedly pressured her to drink with him alone in his office in 2016, and that he made an inappropriate sexual comment before a Senate committee hearing. Creedon has not filed a formal complaint, but says she hasn't ruled it out.
So I'm hoping this is kind of, I guess, just a push that everyone needs to take this issue seriously because it's obviously a very serious issue.
As for Baumgardner, his punishment could range from nothing to more training to being removed from his committee chairmanships, or he could be expelled from the Senate chamber entirely. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.